A prolonged impact, the low river levels on basis for Iowa farmers. We'll talk more about that next on Money Matters. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Brought to you by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America.
Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Certainly seeing some rainfall is going to help, but it's going to take a lot in regard to river levels, as not much runoff, of course, has occurred. And that has had a pretty substantial impact on basis at river terminals for those who are watching on a daily basis, including producer Matt Miles.
It's bad. It's really bad. From September the 15th to the end of September, the basis on soybeans went from maybe a positive 5 to 10 cents down to, at one point in time, 10 days ago, it was negative a dollar. So, and that was just because of barge freight, and they were having to change it daily because barge freight was changing daily. For instance, today I'm wanting to apply lime to my fields through my soil test. There's three barges sitting at the facility at the port that they can't get to the unloading spout. They've been trying to do that for 2 weeks. So it's basically a train wreck down here right now with the river.
Almost 60% of the Midwest grain harvest, including Iowa corn and soybeans, goes down the Mississippi River system, believe it or not, to the Gulf for export, according to the Ag Marketing Services Grain Transportation Report.
Well, just, I mean, we need some water to come down from the north, you know, and it seems like last year we got in this same scenario. Prior to last year, I've never even seen this happen. I mean, occasionally, maybe once every 10 or 15 years, but the last 2 years, it's been pretty tough.
Yeah, or water in general. And of course, the restrictions being put on are a lot like last year, draft and tow restrictions in parts of Illinois that, of course, limit the amount of crop that can be carried. This has been Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.